We are speaking today with Michael Domke, who is the Director of Consumer Protection at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for the state of Wisconsin. And today we are talking about the data breach and hack that happened at Canvas Learning Management System, which operates a number of programs that kind of handle student solution, student testing, student data information for schools. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Well, in early May, it sounds like the learning management system Canvas was subjected to a cyber attack, and there was some information that was taken. Sounded like it was usernames, passwords, some messaging. And what happened is the company ended up releasing a notice to the users that the platform had been hacked and some of that information had been compromised.
When we're talking about Canvas, people who don't have kids in the education system might wonder what that is. It's kind of a aggregate testing and data program for schools. What's going on and what should we know at this point?
Well, we know that the platform is used in a lot of learning environments, thousands of schools across the country. And we don't know the exact number in Wisconsin, but quite a few. And then the users that are using those platforms, both teachers and students, create usernames, passwords. They use it for messaging. And that information was accessed by individuals who are not authorized to have it. I do know that the parent company is looking into the root cause of this and determining if any other potential compromises existed. But to date, it does not sound like there has been.
All right. One of the things that's important to note that this was a full ransomware attack, and whoever the parties were, try to hold Canvas up for money.
I did read that in their parent company and Structure's news release, but I don't have any details on that.
And I think it's important to note that when we're talking about these intrusions like ransomware attacks or something like that, it only takes one intrusion, one point of contact to get all the way into the company.
These hackers and these bad actors are looking for any vulnerability, and whether that comes through a business email compromise or a loophole in the website itself or the platform, they then use that to exploit it and see where else they can get into. And this is why it's so important when we emphasize data security, multi-factor authentication, firewalls, all these things, because as you noted, it just takes one inception point to create a lot of havoc.
And I can attest to this myself, Mike, because I have a confession to make. My personal laptop got hacked because I clicked the wrong thing, and whoever it was on the other end got my tokens for my logins, and they got into everything.
That's exactly how it happens. And, you know, the challenging part about that is the emails, the links, they're so convincing, and they often are able to aggregate data based on an industry that you're in, or maybe looking at, you know, the business's website or social media profiles. And they create those lures, those hooks to try and get somebody to click on those links, and then they're in.
And I think the important point to note is that And I think the important thing to take away from all of this is that anybody who has been even, and I think the important thing to note is that even people who have been extensively trained, who've had to go through all of the briefings, all of the mandatory instructions, all that sort of thing, even people inside the industry can still get got by a hacker.
Absolutely. That is something we talk about in all of our outreach presentations, is we're trying to dispel that perception that only foolish people fall for these scams, or anyone can recognize the red flags or the signs. And, you know, we're tirelessly to try and promote what those red flags are. But these scams are so incredibly convincing. And also, you know, I really try to emphasize that each one of us is individual in how we're approaching these and how we look at them and how we're reacting to them. We're in a different emotional state. We don't know what is being said. We don't know how it's being said. And now with the use of new technologies and the ability to manipulate very, very quickly the conversation or the approach to these scams, literally anyone can fall prey to these scammers.
And I think that's one of the things we've discussed in the past with topics such as this, is that when a data breach is concerned for businesses, it's not a question of if, but when.
That is a common phrase used, you know, and there's also, when we talk about businesses, you know, everyone, well, not everyone, but, you know, another perception is that these scammers are only going after the big fish. You know, they just want, because, you know, sometimes that data pool is larger. And that may be true. However, those larger companies also have the resources and infrastructure to have a robust IT program and security team to help protect it. Whereas smaller businesses may only have one or two people doing every single aspect of that business. And so IT security may get pushed down the list a little bit, and then, but they still have, you know, thousands of customers, and that data is just as valuable.
Thank you very much. That is, again, Michael Domke, the Director of Consumer Protection with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.